in the other room with the mayor.
Yes, I still send them to the library, Madam Chair.
Okay. And one other thing, when do we swear in the professionals? Right after the agenda changes or the Pledge of Allegiance?
I apologize. I took that out for our reorg and I never put it back in.
Okay.
After the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Between 4 and 5, so 4.5.
All right.
That'll be the Steve Gottlieb.
Yes. Yeah. Steve Gottlieb.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one.
All right. Actually, I'm going to put it on my agenda. Okay, we have 3 minutes, Madam Chair.
All righty. Let's do that now.
Madam Secretary.
Hello, Reverend.
I'm in the meeting.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Very good.
Madam Chair, how are you? Dawn, you okay?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Very well.
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice. How are you, Reverend?
Well, I'm okay. I'm going for an operation on Friday.
Oh, boy.
I have to have the cataracts removed 2 different times. I'm going to Princeton Surgical Center to have that done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It comes with the territory.
Absolutely.
Usually a quick recovery with that.
It's very quick, yes. I heard it's very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dennis Espinosa.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everyone doing?
We're doing.
Excellent.
Very good.
Madam Chair, do you have the most up-to-date agenda? The things are just moved around a little. 7 is the minutes, 8 is the bills, and 9 is the redevelopment discussion.
Yeah. Laura sent it to me.
Okay, great.
Earlier today. Thank you.
Great.
So Dream Developers has moved down to 10.
Yes, it's just to accommodate. Correct. We have several members that have to recuse themselves. So it just allows them to participate and then leave.
Okay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Carol Saunders here.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Hey, good, Steve. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been some time.
I like your Rangers gear in the back.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's me. That's me.
All right, Madam Chair, we're ready to go.
Okay. The Piscataway Township Planning Board will please come to order. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice published in the Star Ledger, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available through the township clerk, and notice made available through the township librarian. Mr. Barlow will read Department of Community Affairs.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This meeting is being held in conformance with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines on virtual meetings. The Zoom notice information has been part of the notice sent out by not only Dream Developers, but the municipal notice. And I believe it's appropriate for the meeting to go forward in the virtual setting, Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Espinosa?
Here.
Mr. Foster?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. Will everyone be voting tonight?
just on the two Dream Developer matters, we have two members that will be recusing themselves, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Record will reflect that. We will now recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I believe you can see the flag over my shoulder. I pledge allegiance to the flag, of the United States of America and to the Republic, for which it stands one nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. We will now have the swearing in of our professional.
Okay. Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
For the record, Steve Gottlieb.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any changes to the agenda tonight?
Yes, Madam Chair. The Cintas Corporation matter, which is 20 PB10 and 11V, has been moved to the May 12th, 2021 meeting. If anyone is on the Zoom call for that matter, it will be moved to May 12th, 2021. You will not get any further notice of that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. We will now have item number 6, which is adoption of resolutions to memorialize action taking on February 10th, 2021.
Madam Chairwoman, I'd like to memorialize the resolution for 20 PB12 VRMore LLC preliminary and final site plan.
I'll second that motion, Madam Chair. Reverend Kenny?
Thank you, Reverend Kenny. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill? Oh, sorry, Ms. Corcoran?
She's not here.
She's not present.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Chairwoman, I'd like to memorialize application 20PB08/09V for QTS Investment Properties, Piscataway LLC, preliminary and final site plan with bulk variance.
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the redevelopment plan for 857 Hose Lane West, Block 11901, Lot 2215.
Go ahead, Corcoran, I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 7, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting, February 10th.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of February 10th, 2021.
Madam Chair, I'll second that motion. Reverend Kenny?
Thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. I'll take a motion to pay the bills. If someone will make that motion.
I'll make a motion that we pay the bills. This is Carol Saunders.
Yeah. I'll second that, Dawn Corcoran.
Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, we will have a discussion on the amended redevelopment plan for 150 Old New Brunswick Road, also known as Block 4501, Lot 1.03.
Would you like, Madam Chair, this is Steve Gottlieb, would you like me to say a few words on that?
Yes, I would.
Very good. Essentially, what you have before you is a minor amendment to the redevelopment plan, which was revised through November. November 13th, 2019. It is in addition to the permitted accessory uses. And essentially what it is asking is that an additional accessory use be permitted, and that would be to allow some repair of equipment within the building, any proposed building there might be. And that equipment has to be used for the purposes of the use. However, and it can only occupy up to 1% of the floor area of the proposed use. Now, something like this very often as an accessory use, when you have large warehouses, warehouse uses, you often have a lot of forklifts and things like that, equipment that sometimes, unfortunately, just needs to be repaired. And it does make sense to allow something like this to occur within the building. Right now, that is the only modification to the redevelopment plan. And in my opinion, it does seem to make good sense.
Do we have any questions from the board regarding this amendment? Hearing no objection, do we have to move this before the public?
You should open it to the public, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'd like to open this matter to the public for any comments that anyone in the public may have.
I do not see anyone, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you very much. Closed to the public. Do we have any further comments at this time by anybody on the board? If not, I'll hear a motion. Does this have to go back to the council, Mr. Barlow?
Yes, there is a resolution that I prepared in anticipation of today's discussion that would, if the planning board's pleasure is to allow the amendment, it will then go back to the council and the council will either adopt or not adopt based on the resolution.
Okay, then I'll hear a motion on the amendment first.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Yeah, to the redevelopment plan.
Uh-huh. I'd like to make that motion, Dawn Corcoran.
Do I hear a second?
Carol Saunders.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Want to vote on the, do I hear a motion for the resolution? There's a resolution to send this back to the council for approval.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that the resolution goes back to the council for approval. Reverend Kenny.
I second that. Mike Foster.
Thank you. Mr. Foster, Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Item number 10, 20 PB.
Madam Chair, if I may, I'm going to end up dropping off the call, but I want to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day first.
Thank you, Mayor.
And also, Madam Chair, I believe Mr. Espinoza has a conflict in that he's within the 200-foot radius, so he will also have to recuse himself from the application.
That is correct.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, can you just give me one moment to go shut some stuff off,
please? Absolutely.
I'll be right.
Temporary hold. And let the record reflect that we're going to return.
Thank you, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chang, you're up. And just so you know, we have five members of the board that are still able to hear the application. We have a quorum, you can go forward.
Perfect, thank you. Good evening, Madam Chairwoman, board members, board professionals. My name is Jeffrey Chang from the law firm of Saul Ewing, Arnstein & Lear out of Princeton. I have the privilege of representing the applicant this evening on a minor subdivision. And I believe Mr. Barlow has already confirmed this, but I just want to put on the record, can you confirm that proper notice was provided and the planning board has jurisdiction to hear this matter?
Yes, notice is proper and the board does have jurisdiction, Mr. Chang.
Perfect. So at this juncture, you know, the owner applicant is Dream Developers LLC. The property is located lot 23.01, block 7501, also known as 900 East Lincoln Avenue. It's located in the R15 zone in Piscataway. The property is approximately 39,895 square feet in size. And as part of this minor subdivision application, no variances are being requested. It's a two lot residential subdivision. The two lots that are proposed would be 18,789 square feet, and the other one would be 21,106 square feet. Currently, lot 23.02, which has access to East Lincoln Avenue, is building permits were issued. I believe some construction has started in accordance with that building permit. And this other subdivision portion would be tentatively is known as lot 23.03 and would have access onto Ted Light Way. And at this juncture, I'd like to have Sharif Ali, who I believe has appeared before this board numerous times, to be qualified as a professional engineer and sworn in.
Certainly.
I'm sorry, did I didn't hear.
I said certainly call your witness.
Okay. So Sharif Ali is a design engineer out of Amertech Engineering. He's helped us with the design and I'd like him to orient the board and the board professionals to where this property is located. We have an aerial that I'd like to mark, Mr. Barlow. And could we screen share for Sharif Ali, please?
Just one thing, Mr. Chang. Ms. Saunders has to, he needs to be sworn in, and then if you want to put his credentials on the record.
Sure.
Yes. Sharif, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, Sharif Ali, that's A-L-Y.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sharif, can you, I guess, provide your qualifications to the board?
So
you can
sworn absolutely, in? Sure. In 1985, received my Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering from New Jersey Institute of Technology. In 89, received my license, still active. And since then, we're talking about more than 30 years of being active in site planning and minor subdivision, and appear before your board, the zoning board, as well as so many municipalities and boroughs throughout Middlesex, Monmouth County, and all over the area.
Thank you. He's qualified to testify as an expert.
Great, thank you. So Sharif, could you orient us to the property first, starting with the aerial exhibit? I believe, yes. Ms. Buckley, hopefully we sent this to you. I believe, okay, perfect, yeah. So hopefully we'll do the technology okay. We'll screen share.
Sure.
Okay.
You see it now?
Yeah, I can see. Can everyone see it? Okay.
So we, I kind of enlarge it a little bit.
Okay.
You the aerial, Sharif?
I do. Would you like to have the air? Because it's pretty
okay.
It's not really zoomed in right. Well as the we're right at the intersection, not too far from the town hall. It's only down the road from us here. So we at the intersection of Ted Light Way and East Lincoln Avenue. We pretty much occupying the northwestern quadrant in the same block where we have the church, as well as IEEE, that's an office building there. And we are walking distance to the south from the town hall. So the town hall is north of us. That will be up in this area here. So that's not that far from us. It's a walking distance. So we totally, as well as the blocks in the area, all in the R15 zone. The R15 zone, it's 15,000 square feet, as you know, and 100 with a minimum of 100 by 100, 100 lot width, 100 lot depth. The lot, as been mentioned before, is described on the tax map on sheet 75 of the tax map as lot 23.01 in block 7501, and it's a little bit shy of 40,000 square feet. The area to the north or across the street from that Light Way, it's all residential. Across the street on the other side from Lincoln, we all know the cemetery, it's been there forever. So behind us is the office building as well as the church, just to the north of us, as we talked, as I mentioned before, is the town hall and the parking lot and all the activities. So the site right now, and I'm pretty sure some of the board members walked around, you will see that right at the corner, there is a house under construction. That's two-story house, five bedrooms under construction, facing Ted Light Way, but the driveway of Lincoln, East Lincoln Avenue. Our proposal is to subdivide the lot into two lots. So the original lot 23.01 will be minored into two lots, 23.02, that's a corner lot. That's where the construction of the existing home with access from Lincoln. And that lot will be about close to 19,000 square feet, well above the 15,000 that is required in the zone. And the second lot will be on the inside, totally with frontage on Ted Light Way. That lot will be future lot as shown on the map, 23.03, and that will be proposed similar to the one on the corner or the one that's under construction, two-story, side entry garage, and five bedrooms. The lot will be a little bit above 21,000 square feet. So the two lots well above the 15,000 square feet, meeting all the bulk requirement in the zone. So we have no variances. We have no design waivers or design exceptions. Utilities, all in the area, clean out for sanitary sewers behind the curb. We are proposing curbs along the two road. Actually, Dead Lightweight already has, it's recently been constructed, so it's already has a curb. Lincoln will be extending, will be constructing a curb there, but we also going to be constructing sidewalk all along the frontage. So the no disturbance whatsoever will be to Dead Lightweight with respect to the utilities. So the clean out spine the curb will tie into the clean out. The gas and water, they are in this area here and will be extended within the grass area of the right of way behind the future sidewalk. We have a plenty of room there. It's about 18 feet from the face of the curb to the right of way. Our also proposal is dedicating additional 7 feet of an area. This is the area right here of right of way to the roadway, to Dead Lightweight. And the reason for that is that we're trying to match the existing right of way on the church site. I'm not sure if this additional dedication is needed, but we're just trying to match the line and stringing out the right of way and be consistent with what's out there. So we do have utilities. Everything will be behind the curb, extended. We have a side entry driveway, five bedrooms, require 3 parking spaces. We have 2 spaces in the garage. And about we could fit about 3 spaces in a driveway, so well above what's required by the residential site improvement standards. There is an area on site here that is got some woods. They're not really in a good shape. Last time I was out there, when it was all the snow, I couldn't tell. I could see that most of them kind of like dead, but maybe in the spring we'll see it much better, but we'll obviously we'll be locating all the trees within this area, that 3 inches and more, and we'll go through the tree removal and replacement as required by the ordinance. So we'll comply with that. We will also be adding some street trees along the frontage. So, that's our proposal, and that is the minor subdivision, meeting all the bulk requirement, meeting the parking requirement, meeting no design exception or design waivers. And in addition to that, for screening, there is already an existing 6-foot high fence, chain link fence that is along the property line right here. That's already existing and it's on the office building property, 1 foot into the office building property. So we have perfect screening in addition to the trees. Most likely the trees that will be the healthy one that will be removed from here. Most likely if we have to do tree replacement, we'll put it along the common property line with the church in this area here, maybe some in this area here between the two homes. But for the most part, we will keep or replace the trees on site. And that's our proposal.
Does the member of the board have any questions of Mr. Alley? Hearing no questions from the board.
Madam Chair, if I may, I'm sorry, Dawn Corcoran. I just want to confirm that you can comply with the staff report, the DNR report. I know Steve Gottlieb is on, there's a CME report. Are there any items in those reports that you cannot comply with?
No, we will, all the items, the very straightforward items, and we will comply with all the items. The only thing is that In Mr. Gottlieb's report, he's talking about screening the property line. I believe he's talking about the office building with a fence. And I just mentioned that there is a fence already 6 foot high, very healthy. It looks like in very good shape along this area right here. So we would like to just point that out, that we already in compliance with that.
So you're indicating on the CME report on page 47G is what you're directing that comment to?
Yes.
Do you want to comment on that?
Yes, Mr. Ali. Whose fence is that?
That is the office building, the IEEE fence.
Okay. I mean, you know, understand that they can remove that fence at any time. You know, they're not obligated to keep that fence there. You know, should anything happen to that fence, and that leaves out the potential, that leaves the potential buyers without any screening. You know, and that's part of the reason why I suggested that a fence be installed on the properties. Obviously, I don't want to have you remove any additional trees, but the corner lot is already cleared. I think that you will probably remove the majority of the trees. I just think that it might be a good idea to provide some form of additional screening there that's going to protect these homeowners.
Sure, it just from practical point of view, if I put a fence against the fence, it will be very hard to maintain the fence from the back area. We prefer going through the tree removal and replacement. We can add a row of arborvitaes, give them more of green screening in addition to the fence that's already out there. The fence is out there, it's 6 foot high, it's got footing, it's pretty solid fence, but having a fence against a fence will be very difficult to maintain the fence on the other side.
Okay, if you work with Mr. Hinterstein and to find suitable plant material to go up along that that property line, I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Hearing no response, we'll now open it to the public.
This is Alva Walker. I live at 9 High Point Way. I'm confused a little bit. There's an existing house that's right on the corner of Ted Light and East Lincoln. Are they putting two more houses in the vacant lots? And if so, how are you going to enter in? Are both of the houses going to be entering in at through Ted Light Way? I guess is my question.
Mr. Alley?
Yes. So as I mentioned before, there is a house on the corner is under construction.
Correct.
And we're adding one more, not two more, one more house.
So the it's just one more house.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the first, Sharif, can you also, one home will exit on Ted Light Way and the other one is East Lincoln Avenue. Can you confirm that?
Yes. As I stated before, the corner will be with a driveway of East Lincoln, and the future home will be with a driveway coming from Ted Light Way. That's it.
Ma'am, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Because the letters seem to make led me to believe there would be three houses on Ted Light, and that was my concern, especially considering there on Ted Light there's no area for parking on the street. It's very, you know, it's two-way traffic, and there's no place for a car to actually park on the street, and you have a lot of through traffic going, you know, to the homes further down on East Lincoln and Quickway, as well as High Point Way. So my concern is traffic and the fact that they, because of those houses, there may be, when they have activities, they can have people parked on that street, which causes confusion. Because right now, when any work is being done, and you have, and the city has any trucks or anything on that street, it's not very, the visibility of other cars and traffic is hampered. And that was my concern on Ted Light, is that we don't get a lot of cars parked on that street. And people also sell, when they move out of homes, we found, especially in my on High Point Way, where people rent out rooms, and then you have a house and you have 6 or 8 people in that house, and you have 6 or 8 cars, and they're all on the street. And that's a problem.
So what I'll say to that is, any room rental, I don't think that's something that we're entertaining. It's to a homeowner with a family, but it'll be governed by Piscataway's ordinances. But I'd like Mr. Ali, can you confirm again that the parking exceeds RSIS standards and there's no variances as part of this application? It's a permitted use, no setback issues or anything like that?
Yes, so we do not, or this application will not seek any design variances, including parking. What's required, 3 spaces. We have 2 in a garage, and we can fit at least 4 in a driveway. But I have said before 3, so that's 5 spaces or 6 spaces that we can have. That's more than enough for a single family home to have cars off the roadway.
Excuse me, Mr. Ali, can you unshare your screen, please? Because I can't see the public with the screen up.
Do you want me not to share the screen?
Yeah, can you unshare it? Because I can't see hands for the public with that. Thank you. Like, I missed that whole lady.
Ms. Walker.
Ms. Walker, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Walker here. Ted Walker, also at 9 High Point.
Don't we have to swear them in, Madam Chair?
Yes, you have. Yeah, please. Can we swear them, Mr. Walker, in, please, Carol?
Okay. Mr. Walker, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give with the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do. I was just wondering why.
Wait, could you give us your address, please?
9 High Point Way.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Okay. I was concerned also about the parking, the footprint that the addition of the house is taking away, rain. We already get a lot of water. After 15 years, I'm getting water in my basement and flooding. I'm concerned about the parking. Again, as my wife mentioned, there's already, as you've discussed, a corner on Ted Light Way and East Lincoln. Already, when we come down Ted Light Way to make a left onto East Lincoln, we have trouble with the construction that's going on. We have trouble looking up to the right on East Lincoln and seeing what's coming down East Lincoln. So we have a 5-bedroom house already under construction. Now we're gonna put another 5-bedroom house on Ted Light's Way. So I'm just concerned about the parking issues gonna be big, and snow removal. Where are we gonna put all the snow that comes, like as a winter we had this winter? You know, it was a big problem as it is. Where are you going to dump all the snow and the parking issue? You didn't answer my wife's question completely about the parking on the street. You can't tell someone not to have guests at their home and they're going to park somewhere, and 6 cars is not 6 spaces, and a private driveway is not going to accommodate that. So if you would address the rain issue with all of the footprint being altered and the snow removal, and where is the snow going to be piled? And the other one was already, we have trouble, as I said, looking to the right up East Lincoln when we are making a left off Lightway to come to our residence. So could you comment on that?
Mr. Ali, can you comment on the snow, stormwater, and parking, please?
Well, the roof runoff, which is the majority of runoff that comes from a single family home, if you look at the plan for the two homes, you will see that all the leaders will be tied together with pipes underground, collecting all the roof runoff and tying into the inlet or the drain out in the street. So you're not gonna have any roof runoff coming into the lawn and into that Lightway or East Lincoln. That's all being captured. With respect to the snow on site, just this is a single family home, just like any single family. We shovel the snow off the driveway to the lawn area. I'm not gonna speak to the snow as far as the Lightway because that's public works. And this is, I believe that future home will be the only home that has frontage or access to that Lightway. I'm looking at Google's and I don't see any other homes have any frontage on that way or access. So again, the area between the curb and the right of way, it's 18 feet. A typical right of way from the curb is 10 feet. So we have 18 feet. That's a plenty of room to put the snow along the side of the road.
If needed. And then Sharif, yeah. could you comment regarding the parking? I mean, is there street parking on Ted Lightway, or is it? I mean, whoever lives in this home is going to follow whatever the township traffic ordinances are.
There's no parking signs on Ted Lightway currently, right. But my concern is that maybe the existing people that's purchasing the home won't need all that. But I know that once the homes in my cul-de-sac were sold, they sold them to people that then rented the rooms to students, to people that, you know, just worked and wanted cheaper rent. And what happened is that we ended up with, you know, 8 cars parked all around the cul-de-sac, and we didn't get a whole lot of relief from the council regarding that. And to me, that's where you present a problem. These are 4-bedroom houses in my cul-de-sac, but there are, you know, you're talking about a 5-bedroom house, and if it's sold, the person buys it in 3 or 4 years, sells it, and they sell it to somebody that does the same thing. That's my concern. And then now you have cars parked all along the street. And that means at some point, going back to the council or somebody to require no parking signs on Ted Light, because currently you can park on Ted Light, and it will present a problem. And that's my concern, because that's the only way I can get into, I can go out depending on, and get up to Route 18 on Holes Lane, but I can only turn to my, you know, to my right. If I want to go to my left, I got to go through Ted Light. And that's me and anybody else that lives in these developments.
Mr. Barlow, can you comment? I mean, those are not planning board issues. That's enforcement, code enforcement, zoning enforcement. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And I mean, they're just comments from the public. You don't necessarily have to try and address or answer each one of them. If parking's allowed on the street, parking's allowed on the street. If parking's not allowed on the street, it's not allowed. That's a code enforcement. That's not the applicant's concern. I do think that the borough zoning officer would look very unkindly in someone opening basically what sounds like a hotel or a motel in a residential area in terms of just room rentals that are not a family unit. So again, the applicant has presented a clean application for a subdivision. They're not seeking any variances. Mr. and Mrs. Walker, you're really, the issues you've raised, while certainly valid concerns, are enforcement issues of existing ordinances. The applicant has to provide enough parking for a 5-bedroom house, which is 3 parking spots. They're providing at least 5, maybe 6, depending on the size of the driveway and the garage. So they're in full compliance with the parking requirements. I mean, if they have a birthday party or something, I mean, that's something every resident's entitled to do. And as long as your guests comply with the borough parking ordinances that you can park on a street or not, you know, you're allowed to have family and friends over. I understand your concerns about the turning while the construction's going on. And obviously, if that is an ongoing problem, I think if you just let the police department know, I'm sure they'll get in touch with the applicant if there's a dump truck or a bulldozer or something that's on site for a few days to make sure you have a clear line of sight to make turns. That's certainly something I think everybody, you know, wants you to have a safe ingress and egress. But again, construction equipment is going to be there as part of the construction of the two houses. So I appreciate, and I think the applicant appreciates your concerns, but they have complied with the standards required for the application. I don't know if there's anyone else from the public that wanted to comment, Ms. Buckley. Oh, Ms. Buckley,
you're on mute.
Sorry, I saw.
There it is.
That's why I don't mute myself, I forget. There is no one else, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Hearing no other questions from the public, the meeting is now closed to the public. Mr. Chairman, do you have anything else you would like to bring before the board's attention?
No, nothing else. I think we've highlighted there's no variance, permitted use, parking exceeds what's required in the zone. We're following all the zoning ordinances. Utilities can be brought to the property. So I just ask the board hopefully approve this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chang. I'm open for a motion from the board.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Yes.
This is Steve Gottlieb. I'd just like to say that item 7G in my report, that just for Mr. Barlow's edification, I would say that that's been modified to reflect the addition of plant material in lieu of the fence, and work with the township landscape architect to work that out.
Yeah, I have a note as to that, that they'll work it out with Mr. Hinterstein, along with their agreeing to all of the other conditions in their respective reports.
Thank you.
So I'll take a motion, and Mr. Barlow will add that to the motion. Any exceptions? Do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that this application be approved in regards to all the reports as follows. And the applicant has so far done everything in regards to the planting of the trees, and with Mr. Hinterstein approval in regards to the fence and the tree planting or removal. So I make a motion that this application be approved. Henry Kenny.
Thank you, Mr. Kenny. Reverend Kenny, do I have a second?
I second it. It's Mike Forster.
Thank you, Mr. Forster. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Jeff.
Take care, Jeff. Take care.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Well, our next item has been postponed to May 12th, 2021. So I have, I'll receive a motion for an adjournment.
Paid a bill. Oh, pay the bills.
I make a motion. I make a motion for adjournment.
I second.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting will be
April.
The next regular meeting will be April 14th at 7:30.
And the next workshop meeting is March 24th.
Yes, March 24th with workshop. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Stay safe, everyone. Have a good day.
Good night.
Good night.